Hello, y'all. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. What's up, Queen?
Chilling. It's December 30th, the last month. We got one more day before it's the last day of December, and the last before it's the last day of 2020. I just wanted to say hello, welcome to Shelby's World Podcast, and this is our last show for 2020, y'all. Look. Go back from January, the first show we did in January, up until now, because you missed out on a lot. We talked about a lot.
Well, we got a weekend review show this weekend. Our year-end week, year review is going to give you all like a, we're going to kind of have like a quick synopsis of some of the things we discussed this year, some of our favorite guests. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to be talking about all the wonderful new things that we're going to be bringing and that we have going on with
the
Bistro.
It's going to be a good year. 2021 is going to be an amazing year. I hope y'all ready. 2021. Shout out to She's Good, Pastor Nikki. She's good.
That's right.
And I'm good. I hope y'all good out there. Because we good.
We good. And we're ready. Everybody that's on our IG, hello. We'll make sure that we are getting out and getting some information out to y'all about our new stuff that's going on. What's up, E-Man? Thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate y'all. Y'all jumping in and supporting us. To everybody who has been supporter of Shelby's World Podcast, a supporter of Shelby, a supporter of Queen, period. We just appreciate y'all for every ounce of support, sharing posts, showing up for our events, showing up, tuning in to our podcast. We could not ask for a better support system. This year, we're going to be coming to y'all a lot more, asking y'all to join us a lot more.
Yes.
We do want people that are getting their businesses started and their ideas manifesting to contact us. Let us be that first source you come to display your talent, because y'all gonna blow up soon. So let us be that first source that you display your talent with, and then, you know, we promote us while we promoting you.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
We got to do this. Share the knowledge and all the information.
Yes.
Share. Look, we got to support one another. That is the key in 2021. If you want to support people in 2020, it's time for you to support people in 2021. Special, I say support everybody, especially our local business, but especially our Black-owned businesses. Support everyone. I actually seen somebody listening to someone's, I think it was, who was it last night? But they were doing a Zoom call. Oh, Akbar was doing a Zoom call, and they actually had it on Facebook Live. And one young lady, she was on there and was saying how she supported the local business in her community to get Christmas gifts. And I was like, dang, that was real. That was cool. Like, to actually go to every small business and actually support. She said it wasn't nothing, no expensive gifts, but it was just a nice little gift that was affordable. But she supported the Black-owned local business. So, you know, shout out to Black-owned businesses.
And ain't nothing like, for one, shout out to all small businesses that are in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Because without you guys stepping up to the plate to create these platforms, we would not be able to give back to our communities. Because think about it this way. The corporations, the conglomerates, are not the ones that are doing that.
Yes.
So it's always going to be the hood, the people in the communities that are making these things possible. So shout out to y'all for starting these businesses. Salute. 2020 has been a year of eye-opening experiences.
Yes.
So if you have yet to step into your place, walk into your goals, walking into the talents that you all have out there, you got to start doing that now.
Yes.
No longer will it be accepted if you're not putting your all into what you have going on. We need y'all to be putting y'all all into everything. That's important. So, this year gonna be awesome. Just like we say every year is.
Yep.
Because we make our years. We make what happens to us. We are the people that keep our lives fulfilled and sustained. So while we're happy to be here with y'all today, we're also just happy to be present in this hour just to be able to say thank y'all, to continually appreciate you all's support, appreciate what you all have just been doing for us as a community. There's nothing like community love. And there's nothing like just having people that support you even when they don't even know you. We got so many people that share our posts that have never met us. So that is amazing in itself. So I appreciate y'all so much. Shout out to Shelby's World Podcast for y'all tuning in to us. Shout out to Queen's Movement on IG, J2 Couture, Shelby's Bistro, Freedom Train, Enigma Step Hour,
yes.
Lessons from the Screen, Joe's The Fix, and of course the Freedom Train podcast.
Okay.
What's up, B? How you doing, boo? Who else out there? Miss Daphne speaking to Queen.
Hey, Dal.
Y'all, what's up?
Hey,
this is our last live show of the year, y'all. So we are just like, we full over here.
I'm just excited for 2021. Look, let me say this. I'm excited because, look, Queen, no, because Queen going to be with me. I'm bringing in my birthday, January the 12th, 2021. Your girl will be 40. And, ooh, man, when I tell y'all, I am so excited to be 40 years old. A young lady in the store asked me yesterday. She was like, ooh, she was like, I need to see your ID. I was like, here you go. She was like, oh, you got a birthday coming. She said, you excited? I say, baby, I'll be 40 years old that I done been on this earth. I am so excited. I'm not scared to tell nobody my age because, look, I'm wiser now. I'm better with what I'm doing, and I'm really out here accomplishing my dreams and my goals.
That's right.
And I'm just, look, I'm just loving life right now. Like, I'm just, 2020 been good to me. I don't care. Through the pandemic, I still been progressing. So I'm excited. I'm excited for my birthday. I'm excited for my close friends and my family that's going to help me celebrate it. Because I got me a little birthday celebration 2 weekends back to back, baby. So we finna party. But we're going to party that weekend that Queen with me. We're going to really party. So.
And the most amazing thing about it, like, we before you guys think that we're just in celebratory status for the fact that we're okay for 2020, that's how we've ended our year.
Mm-hmm.
Every obstacle that we've had to battle through, everything that we had to fight through, the waters that we had to wade through in 2020, that does not go unnoticed.
Oh, no, not
don't
at
think
all.
When we say that we're here now, that we're just like, oh my God, they ain't had to. No, baby, we fought through everything. This has been a year, a triumphing year for everybody. So if you made it through, just be happy, be blessed. Be thankful, be grateful, and share the joy with somebody else that you are here to tell somebody that you made it. And again, y'all, this is our last show of the year. So
we're excited, y'all. Look, you know what? When you know, we excited because we feel good. Just like Queen said, you know, we done been through everything. We done been through this pandemic with everybody. We done spoke on this pandemic from the beginning.
Yeah. The sadness of it and everything.
But when you, when I talked to my aunt, and shout out to my aunt, all my aunts, but she was like, girl, I be watching your show. I had to come back and tell Queen that. My auntie said she be watching the show.
Be watching.
But I even told her, she was like, I just remember you being this quiet, shy little girl. But to see you now as an entrepreneur, as a mother, as a wife, as all everything, she was like, girl, I was like, aunt, when you know who you are and you trust and believe in the man up above and yourself and the inside and everything that you want and what you want to try to accomplish in life. Man, look, you can't help but be happy. It ain't no need of me being sad. I'm still living. I'm still breathing. My children doing good. Husband, all that stuff.
Everybody.
Parents, friends, close friends, everybody. And I don't have time. I just don't have time to be, I don't have time to be sad. Don't get it twisted. I do have my days, but I have more great days now than I have bad days. And I just try to look at the greater part of life than looking at the bad part of life. Because sometimes it's some things that you just have no control over, and you just got to keep them. You just got to keep it moving.
That's right. And with that being said, having no control over what we're able to, what we do when we face, I mean, having no control over the things that come to us is one thing, but having control over how you respond is another. Mm-hmm. So remember that as we're moving forward. I know that this is America's new year. I'm one of the people who feel like your new year is your birthday. That's your
true.
You know, I urgently feel that way. So every year when I'm turning another year older, I know that's my new year. But in the American traditional holiday, whatever that is, you know, it's January to December. Mm-hmm. We're going to end our 2020 with Shelby's World Podcast with a bang, with the simple fact that we have made it through giving you guys full shows every Wednesday. The only way that it didn't happen is if something came up. And I think we probably had like 2 or 3 shows out of this whole year we missed.
Yeah.
2 or 3. So that's a milestone and a commitment for us. We are dedicated to continuing to provide content to make sure that our listeners and our viewers are always satisfied with what we are giving. And that makes us even more appreciative of you guys for what we're able to do. So thank y'all so much again for tuning in, staying tuned in. Y'all check us out more and more. Again, we'll be back next Wednesday. But again, this is the last show of the first Wednesday in January. We will be back. But for now, we're just going to celebrate the fact that we are closing out one milestone while we're stepping into another.
Excitement.
And I don't have any facts of the day for y'all, but I got some quotes.
Because the first time she ain't had a fact of the day, y'all. The first time ever on the show that she had a fact of the day. And a lot of people like the facts.
They love the facts. Because they always kind of co-mingle. But today, every task, goal, race, and year comes to an end. Therefore, make it a habit to always finish strong. And that's Gary Ryan Blair. That's who that quote is from. Always finish strong, y'all, regardless of whatever you're facing. You have to always know that each challenge that has been completed is not always a new challenge. Yeah. Somebody before has either overcome that challenge, or they're going through it at the same time as you, and you don't even know it. So just make sure you always have it in mind that you got to finish strong, period.
No matter what.
Don't give everything your all, from your children, your family, your businesses, mm-hmm. your personal lives. Give it your all. And so when you lay down and it's time, no matter what your religion or your belief is, God should be able to tell you, well done.
Salute.
So I think that's one of the most important things, is just knowing that you finish strong and through every battle that you got going on. Gotta finish strong, y'all.
That's important.
And this other quote we got is, at the end of the day, it's all about what's on a shelf. At the end of the day, it's all about what's on a shelf at the end of the year. Y'all got that?
Read it from again, Queen.
At the end of the day, comma.
comma.
It's all about what's on the shelf at the end of the year. So, what to me, that speaks that what I did at the end of each day will show me what I've achieved by the end of the year. So your daily battles, your daily growth, your daily goals, your daily everything you do daily should be beneficial to where you're going at the end of the year. That makes sense to y'all. What's up, Joe? That makes sense to y'all.
That makes sense.
What y'all think about that? Like, If y'all give me some feedback,
it's on feedback.
Give me some feedback,
on, y'all. It's the last Shelby's World podcast show of 2020. Y'all used to be in the comments. Let us get some hearts, some likes, some feedback. Let us know what y'all feel, cause next year we really want y'all feedback.
Yes,
we really look. COVID still on, but we make it have about 4 or 5 of y'all as a little listening audience here in the studio.
That's correct.
When we do our lives, so we can get that studio feedback. But I'm telling y'all, this has been amazing.
I'm gonna say this one more time though, y'all, because I really feel like
y'all ain't they ain't got it.
Yeah, it may have like jumped over a few heads, but let me just say it one more time. At the end of the day, comma, it's all about what's on the shelf at the end of the year. Steve Coppell. So, with that being said, we know what our work has been. We know where we put in work at. We know how much more work we got to do. We know that each day that we're putting in this work is making it better for when we're it's benefiting us for our next walk in the podcast realm. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you guys so much. It's not just I, you know, I'm saying I from me, we both have so much appreciation for the fact that our growth in our podcast has gotten so much stronger. When we, when January started this year, I introduced Queen. Well, Queen, you got introduced in October of last year. So she came into the realm October of 2019. We were supposed to have our 1 year celebration in April.
Yeah.
We never got around to our 1 year celebration due to COVID.
We were supposed to do a lot.
We had so much planned for y'all.
From traveling with the podcast show and everything.
Pop-up shops in y'all's city.
All of that stuff.
But it's not going anywhere. We may have not been able to do it, but it's just been put on hold. Mm-hmm. Time will come for that. So y'all just stay tuned, because when we say we in y'all's city,
come.
We need y'all to come out. We need y'all to pop out at these pop-up shops. We need it to go down. As Joe always say, it's going down. Y'all need to make sure.
Shout out to Joe.
That y'all tuned in and y'all going down with us. Our content is important when, you know, we got real people behind us letting us use and utilize this to make our content stand out a whole lot more.
It's been great, too, because people love the show.
Yes.
People love the show. They may not tune in when we actually doing the live, but people always like, man, I love the way y'all be interacting. Y'all look like y'all be having so much fun, and y'all be giving valuable information. So, like, we keep telling y'all, we appreciate it, man. Like, this has been an amazing year. This has been an amazing year for me and Queen. Like, eye-openers. But it's been great.
It's been great. It's gonna get better. It's gonna be better, y'all. We're so excited. So, we're gonna jump into the show. We're gonna talk about first the successes for the end of the quarter, whatever, not just the successes, what's been going down in the last quarter of the year. And the first thing I want to jump in on is this stimulus thing. For what I must say, y'all been having me rolling.
Y'all got y'all check. Y'all got
today.
Y'all checks.
Y'all been having me rolling today. I don't know. Let me tell y'all something about y'all people that got, that create these memes. In this content, y'all need to get paid.
Yes.
Got to find a way to market and get these memes paid for, because y'all got some stuff that y'all said in these memes.
What they be finding
who
some
come
of
this,
who come up with those memes, man? That's
the best say. I see the meme that said today, the money done dropped because my coworker just walked out.
Boom.
Quit, I've been dying laughing all day.
So these checks is like tax season.
That's what it
for tax,
yeah.
For tax
because season. Think about that though, because I know a lot of people who get thousands of dollars for tax season, but everybody don't.
Yeah.
Some of us just get like $1,800, $2,000, maybe $600. Everybody don't get that.
That's me, because I got to pay taxes.
Exactly.
So I'd be like $3,000.
Man, I've seen
$3,000.
I'm going to do my own taxes this year and see if I'm going to get $3,000.
No, Queen, you're a business owner. So my thing this year for 2021, I'm looking for me a CPA. because I'm trying to go to the next level in my business. So one of my friends, my business coach, she was like, it's time for you to get a CPA. Yeah. You're trying to go to that next level. You need a CPA to be handling with your finances so you can have that financial freedom that you actually talk about and that you really want. You've been good now, Candace, but it's time for you to get a CPA. I said,
And financial freedom is very important. You can't, and having a CPA is just going to keep you more in line with what you're doing with your funding and your finances.
What you're spending and all that.
Limiting some of that spending, too. So, but for the end of this quarter, we noticed that the government has a lot of different things that they're doing that are either going to benefit the American people or are going to halt them in their growth. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've noticed that in this last package is that our president is asking for monies to, this is why, I don't know if a lot of you guys know this or not, if you're not just paying attention to the stimulus to see what you're going to receive, but paying attention to the information that's being added to these packages and how these affect you at some point. So, The stimulus package was denied for the other amounts due to the fact that the president is wanting more money to go toward voter fraud to prove that he was duped in this past election. And it was another particular thing on there that then irrelevancy. So he did certain things to make you guys think that he's fighting for the American people to get extra dollars, but really in actuality, he's not. He's just one of the most narcissistic people in this world. He plays on you guys' emotions. And
he think he's very smart.
But yeah.
He's not a smart man at
all. But his people think he's smart. Mm-hmm. You have people constantly defending it. So as a president, it's things that you're going to do to, everybody is not going to agree with the steps you have to make as a president. Okay. We know that. Because there are a lot of things that presidents have done in the past that we're like, damn, they're going over there to bomb this country. Mm-hmm. We don't agree with that. You know, but it is what it is. That's what they do in politics. It's a political field. That's not our area. But you still have to pay attention to how certain things affect you. So many people are upset with Mitch McConnell. Because he didn't pass that stimulus. And the reason being is that he's not willing to put toward more millions of dollars to investigate voter fraud when you about to walk out the door.
In 3 weeks. You gonna be gone.
So that's where we are with that package. They're now trying to, the House Speaker, which is Nancy Pelosi, She's trying to now have that financial package separate from the other legislature information that the president has entered into the bill. So we're going to see how that works. We'll keep paying attention to it for the people who don't want to watch the news. I don't watch the news, but I pay attention to what's going on with what happens to me as a person and how it's going to affect my children and our lives. So it's important to keep up with that type of stuff.
Especially whatever goes into law now, that's going to affect your children's children's children later on. So you need to pay attention.
So paying attention to the legislature and the things like that is very important. So continue to pay attention to that.
Especially in your local government.
Especially. And just to piggyback off of that, they did not add in any aid for local governments. They have not giving, they're not giving any more federal dollars to states right now. So think about how much more that affects unemployment. I think now they've only extended unemployment through March to give people a little bit more leverage. I don't know what's going to happen when we have this new incoming, the president-elect. We don't know what's going to go down, but currently at this particular moment, they're not giving any additional aid to local governments, states, and municipalities. This is from y'all federal government. So, and just think about this. One more thing. I was talking to a homeboy the other day. We were talking about the fact that if they decide, because we're going to have to, the working class people are going to be the ones that pay back these stimulus dollars.
Oh, most definitely.
If they decide that we're going to be paying this back. Just think about that $2.15 additional tax dollars that may come out your payroll bi-weekly. But think about that times every working individual in this state. Looking at the Census Bureau that was last completed in 2019, it said that we had closer to 10 million people in Florida. So 9,600,000+ people live in this state. Out of those 9,600,000 people, 9,100,000 of those are employed people. $2 every pay period is over $25 million for one state. So if we're paying back these federal deficits, that's just for one paycheck. And that ain't even 52 paychecks that you're going to get for that year.
Wow.
So it's a lot to think about. You got to pay attention to the things that affect your pocket and affect your dollar. When you notice that your check, $2.15, short, smaller, it might not feel like nothing, but that adds up throughout the year. It adds up throughout the year. So that's my end of fourth quarter news.
Yeah. Look, it ain't nothing else to say after that. Like, it ain't nothing else to say after that. Like, woo, politics, government.
So we got to pay attention. That's all I'm saying. Y'all just stay tuned.
Yeah, just pay attention.
Stay involved in what's happening with these money matters. Don't think that we're just getting $600 or $1,800, however many people
you got. It ain't free money now.
Nothing free. Everything comes out of your money. Everything comes out of your dollars. So pay attention and stop feeling bad because they sending you these damn dollars. Who complaining? Like,
it's crazy to see people actually complain about the money.
I know why a lot of people are making these complaints because they know that eventually we have to pay this back. But at this moment, y'all, it's so many people that are without.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said earlier, disclaimer, we may have gotten to the end of this year in harmony, but people have suffered this year. This has been a very, very struggling year.
Not able to pay their bills. That's hard.
Living in their cars. Yes. People can't getting evicted, kids. Can't feed their children. They're lining, standing up in food pantries now.
And they running out of food.
Nobody's donating anymore as they used to be. Like, we have to start stepping up as communities to be able to take care of the people that love us or the people that support us. And I'm really, 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 really saddened by the fact that our government has decided that the American people that pay their balances, their income, are not as cautious about these lies as they should be. It's not everybody didn't walk into a silver spoon fed life. A lot of us had to come from the bottom of the barrel just to get to whatever level of where we are.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dennis. If you want to donate anything to any food drives, you can definitely hit us up and we'll get it over. Remember we did a story that's going to be on one of our weekend wrap-ups. On our show wrap-up. Remember, I don't know if y'all remember, we did a story on a young lady who has a refrigerator that is for the community. They fill it up and people could come and take food. So if you want to donate to that, I'll put that information out there for you all to donate to that. But also you can email us, let us know, and we'll get that food over to them. We'll make sure that all of those donations are taken to the people that need them. So I truly appreciate y'all. Remember, join us January 3rd for our year wrap-up show. It's going to be live. Y'all going to be recovering from y'all Happy New Year weekend. So just turn y'all phones on.
It's
going to
be the whole podcast.
The whole podcast. Just turn your phone on, tune in, because y'all going to be hungover. So tune in.
That's a long hangover.
They got a blast this weekend, y'all. I'm telling y'all. So when y'all hanging out, just tune in Sunday while y'all relaxing, laying on y'all couches. Joe is going down. Tune in. Ain't no work Sunday, but you do have to get ready for work Monday.
Back to that routine. Mine's back to school next Monday.
Well, mine go back to, because they don't go back to the actual mine going back to the brick and mortar.
Mine,
but they don't go back to brick and mortar until January 20th, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
My child so, is still at home.
Yeah, mine, they ready to leave now. So I think now they just done got to the point where we need to teach them a little bit. Yeah. But
and the communication with other, you know, with their peers and stuff.
They don't care about that. They don't care about that. They don't care about that at all.
Look, we need,
they don't.
We need the teacher to be teaching us. We can't just be on Zoom.
Right.
Listening to what she got to say.
Correct.
And everybody interrupting. Well, Miss such and such, I need this. I laugh every time Rashad is on Zoom at the end of his last period is English, is Spanish. And his Spanish teacher, she is hilarious. I'd be like, did she just say that? So, shout out to all the Zoom teachers going around that happened in 2020. That's something brand new for everybody that Zoom.
I delete in it because my kids go to Rickards and a lot of I know people that teach at Rickards. I delete them from my Facebook when they're my kids' teachers. Because I don't need you to take anything personal and take anything out on my child.
Your child.
So if I say something on my Facebook that you don't agree with, you might have an issue with my kid. It's people like that.
It is.
So I just delete you. Then I add you back later. Or maybe not, but I just delete you. And you know, until it's safe for them. Oh, yeah, we got a good, so we got a story. This story that I'm about to tell y'all about now is a very interesting story. So the Panthers lineman says he's the first NFL player to be paid in Bitcoin.
Wow.
He will receive half of his $13 million salary in Bitcoin, y'all. And I'm about to tell y'all who this man is.
But that's the new currency.
Yes. And now,
I was just telling one of my homeboys this last night. He was like, he don't have PayPal, Cash App, none of that. I said, well, you really don't have a business. I say, but the new currency that's coming is going to be digital currency. So get ready, like, because it's we already deal with Cash App, PayPal, mm-hmm. Square, all of those. That's digital currency.
It's digital currency.
And
that's why Bitcoin's stock has went up within.
I got me some.
I finally got into it.
I got me some.
So
some Bitcoins.
I don't know if you guys have noticed or read these latest articles, but what his name is, Russell Okung. He claimed to be the first NFL player who will be paid in Bitcoin, according to an announcement Tuesday from Okung, Stripe, a mobile payments company. They say he will receive half of his $13 million salary in Bitcoin.
Wow.
Last year, he tweeted, pay me in Bitcoin. On Tuesday, he quote tweeted himself saying, paid in Bitcoin. So the venture was made possible through Okung's partnership with Stripe, which was founded by Bitcoin startup Zap CEO Jack Mallers. You guys, this has come in the whole precedent with the fact that...
Get ready.
On December 16th, the value of Bitcoin broke $20,000 for the first time and went on to surpass $26,000 on December 26th.
Bitcoin.
That's Bitcoin.
Invest, y'all. Investments is very important. So, look. Since you're getting them stimulus, I know some of y'all have to really do stuff with your stimulus check.
But
for the ones that you just have an extra, man, start investing. Invest that money into Bitcoin, stock, all of that stuff. Invest that money. It's time to leave legacies for your children's children's children. See, if my mom, we didn't start investing into stock, she leave a legacy, her legacy will be left for me and my brother and my children. When I leave a legacy, it'll be left for my children and their children. Mm-hmm. When my children leave a legacy, it'll be left for their children's children. And it will continue to go and go and go and go. So, man, look, invest. It's so easy now. You can get the Robinhood app. They have E-Trade. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of stuff out there. Once you get familiar with that, then you can go get you a broker and stuff like that. But it is just that easy. You be on your phone all the time. I'm always on. Oh, let me see what this stock, which I get updates anyway. Well, Candace Plug then went up, Miss Johnson, or EXPI then went up, Miss Johnson, or Uber then went up, Miss Johnson, or Pfizer then went up, Miss Johnson, or Moderna went up, and that's I own stock in all of those companies.
All.
And I said something about Apple at the beginning of the year when we when me and Queen was talking about it once before on the podcast. Apple is getting ready to do an Apple Car. So, if you have an Apple phone, you should be having Apple stock. That's how I look at it. If you, I'm an Android girl, Samsung all day, every day. But if you have an Apple phone, you should be, you should have some shares in actual Apple. So, you know, y'all invest. It's, hey, the new year, time for new things, new mindsets, and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Invest into you some stock. And like I say, if you have an Apple phone, you need to get them Apple stock. I'm just saying.
I definitely got me some Apple stock. I finally got these raggedy behind iPhone.
I'm just saying.
I keep one thing about it. I'm a Droid girl and an iPhone girl. I ain't going nowhere from the Droid now. I ain't going. I like my Galaxy. One thing about it. But invest. Whatever you... And Google. I mean, there's so many different stocks out there that have
It's a lot.
That have literally galloped because of this pandemic.
And if you're not sure, watch... shout out to Wall Street Trapper on YouTube. He's on IG as well.
He gets some ETFs as well.
Some ETFs. ETFs as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
So, like, man, look. Look at his page on, he's on IG. I'm not sure if he's on Facebook, but he probably is. But Wall Street Trapper, young black man out here, used to be out there in the streets,
mm-hmm.
turned his life around. And baby, when I say he give valuable information, he just did his last Tuesday show, but he'll be on Wednesday. So you can get on YouTube and go back and watch all his shows. He give classes. You have to invest in yourself. And he's giving a class that's coming up soon. I think it's worth it if you got the money to do it, the extra money to do it. Maybe you and a group of friends do it because it's going to be on Zoom and he's going to show you how to invest right there on Zoom, showing you his screen and what you actually need to do. So, man, look, check him out. Just the little free information that he give you on IG and YouTube. Look, go from there. I started watching him. Brandon Mickens. Sent me to him one day.
Yeah, one day. I've been watching him since then.
And from then, I've been watching him. My mom even watched him now. Because she was like, you heard about it? I was like, yeah, I'm already on it, Mom. Already on it. So, you know, just wealth and knowledge. And that's what he giving, wealth and knowledge. And he's somebody that was on the streets that then just rose up and felt like he needed to make a better life for him.
When is the interview, Joe? Sorry, Queen. Joe just said that he has an interview coming up with Conversations with Nicole.
Oh, okay.
So when is the interview?
Let
us know, Joe, so we can get up in there. We need to be up in that room. It's going to be on her Roku channel. Y'all, look what I'm saying. These people got Roku channels now. Y'all better step it up.
That part. And Nicole right here from Tallahassee.
Right here.
So check out Nicole.
I found her Roku channel and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I remember when she was talking about that.
Oh, it already did it. It happened years ago. Child, we behind times. We need to find. Does she have it on her Roku channel, Joe? Joe, we haven't asking you questions and stuff while you haven't.
Joe, you need to come on the show. Do we
need to let you in the show real quick, Joe, so you could jump on and tell these people about that? Send me a request. But seriously, definitely do some investing. It was on his channel. Okay. Joe, send me a request. Because I want you to tell the people about it. And any other information you have for us. I don't know how you do it, Joe. I just know those buttons on the side. Hit those buttons.
Where is that, Chad? I don't know, Joe. Let me not even get the line.
I was about to tell you to hit some buttons. Oh, there
you go.
I see.
We kind of tech savvy.
He know that.
We ain't tech savvy now, Joe.
He know we don't got our life together. Not when it comes to technical stuff. Joe about to jump in on our on the IG page. Hey, Joe.
What's up, really? Hold on. Let me turn these lights on. Because I, too, have an Android.
Come on, bro. You feel me with the Android, bro?
And we're back and we'll bang on all you iPhone people.
Look, Joe, I just told my homeboy last night, I was like, look, I got an Android Galaxy Note 8. I just upgraded this year. I had my Note 3 from 2013, and I just upgraded this year. And my Note 3 still better than my Note 8. Period.
There you go.
Android.
Y'all, I'm only turning this around so y'all can see that I Freedom Train person has joined. This for the Facebook page because they probably won't be able to hear you as good over there on Facebook.
What's up, Facebook?
So Joe, give them that. Drop them some information. Let them know what kind of jewels you want to drop them on our last live show of 2020.
Okay. So I'm not gonna act like I'm some kind of marketing or investing whiz or whatever, but I have been checking out Wall Street Trapper. There's another podcast called Earn Your Leisure. Have y'all heard of that one?
Yes, I've heard of Earn Your Leisure. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, Earn Your Leisure does Market Mondays every day. So, like, the little schedule is Monday, you have Market Mondays with Earn Your Leisure. Tuesday, you have Wall Street Trapper. He'll drop his. And then there's another show called The Come Up Series. Subscribe to that YouTube channel as well.
Yes.
Because the guy, Mark and Jolynn, they give a lot of great
information.
And so those are three different perspectives on stocks. Also, there's an OG in stock, a black Hispanic guy named Oliver Velez. Subscribe to his channel.
Okay. I ain't never heard of him, Joe.
How you spell his last name?
Velez.
Okay.
Yeah, Oliver Velez. Like, Oliver Velez, he'll tell you his story, but he won all types of awards. He's highly regarded in the stock world. He's been doing it forever.
Okay.
But,
true that.
But, you know, I've been watching them for a minute. I've been investing for about 2 years. So, Pat put me on investing. So Pat
shout out to Pat. Staff.
You know what I'm saying? Old techie self.
He put me on.
So I just was doing like minimum like $40 a month. Mm-hmm. I just started putting my money in it, but I wasn't really paying attention to it. I got Nike stock early.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what I got early, but it was a bunch of ETFs, and I didn't really know what I knew what ETFs was, but I wasn't fully knowledgeable on ETFs, but I knew that I could get a whole compilation of stocks for a one price. So are y'all familiar with ETFs?
I'm familiar with ETFs because on my, what is it that I have? I have Acorn. And Acorn, I invest every week, and they invest into ETF stock for me.
I was just about to say, I'm not familiar with it, but through my E-Trade for my Pfizer stock, they do ETFs for me. I need to probably be a little bit more educated in that realm, though, if I'm going to be getting my money invested in it.
So check this out. Think of an ETF as a mixtape of stocks, and not like these normal.
Ooh,
not
that's
like
a good one, Joe. Tapes,
but like an old school, you know, when you go to a homeboy, he put your old school mixtape mm-hmm. with a whole bunch of different songs on it. And imagine having to pay for a Keith Sweat single, a Genuine single, mm-hmm. Luther Vandross single, Michael Jackson single. That's going to be a lot of money trying to get all of those different ones.
Right.
So ETF is a compilation of stocks. So you pay one price for this compilation of stocks that you
make sense. That makes sense.
So like I typed in the chat, I literally own stock at all the big major tech companies. Some through individual stock purchases and
but some
heavily
through ETFs.
So Amazon, Google, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Apple. The only one I don't have is Netflix.
That's 3,000
I get dividends almost every day.
I didn't start getting dividends on some of mine too, and I was like, wow.
I got my first, but when I finally got my Nike a Nike dividend for the first time, it wasn't number like $12. But listen, I did not even know I was gonna get paid out for that. I was like, okay. What's this? And that was nice.
Reinvest them dividends.
Yes.
Like do that. But like I was telling y'all about Wall Street Trapper, I be watching his channel, and I was just going through his channel one day, and I came across an interview with him and Nicole, with Conversations with Nicole. And this one that I've never seen, because I keep up with her channel and I keep up with her interviews. And I guess I want to say 2-3 years ago when, what's the club that was up here on, Baja? Was it Baja? Yeah, he was at Baja.
Mm.
No, what was the name of it? Oh, the one next to Baja.
Oh, Play?
Yeah, Play. He was at Play.
Okay.
They did an interview at Play. And I was like, what, Wall Street Copper came to Tallahassee? I want to say, like, wow. 2018.
That's amazing. And he came dropping jewels. I remember, you know what? I remember that. I was out of town that weekend. I could not make it, but I remember them advertising for him to come up to Play for some type of social networking thing that they had at Play.
Oh, wow.
I remember that.
Yeah. But like, what I like about him is how he stressed long-term investing.
Right. Yes, yes.
And so, yes, you can trade, and I would encourage people to learn how to trade.
Mm-hmm.
I would never encourage, from my knowledge that I've learned and from what I've gathered from, like, Oliver Velez, Wall Street Trapper, Ian, Rashard and Troy on Earn Your Leisure, for Mark and Jolene on the Come Up series, is the ultimate thing is to build long-term wealth.
Right, yes.
So you always want to be able to have your long-term investments, but also have predictable income. So being able to put your money in places where your money can make money, and you have that residual or that predictable income coming in. So doing your long-term investments. But like I say, do trade, but don't just jump straight to options, because options are popular.
Right.
Like, learn to read them charts. If you learn to read stock charts, because when you start, it's gonna look like you reading Mandarin. But once you really understand what you look at, like the candles, green candle means up, that stock going up. Red candle means stock going down.
Yeah,
price points. Understanding how the different indicators work. There are a whole bunch of indicators. You ain't got to learn all the indicators.
That's true.
Something that you like, stick with it.
That's right.
Create a marketing plan and create a trading plan and create a trading strategy.
That's right. Really
and them two different things. And stick to your plan. No matter what's going on, stick to your plan. No matter what anybody tell you about a stock, if you've done your research, if you read the charts correctly, because they got two type of investors, or you can be a little bit of both. You got your technical and your fundamental. So your technical are the people who master reading charts. Your fundamental are the people who master reading the numbers of the company, like how well the company is doing. So I say learn both, master both.
Mm-hmm.
That way, because once you learn to read charts, you can trade stocks, you can trade Forex, you can trade all that other stuff, commodities, because the stock's gonna read the same the chart's gonna read the same. All you have to learn then is the movement of the different stocks within the different sectors. Because even like within trading stocks, I was when I first started my practicing, I was doing like regular companies. And then I started doing a dollar range, a dollar limit that I was going to do. So I got $200 to trade with. So if I trade with 10% of $200, so I got like $10 to trade with.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be mindful about the stocks that I'm trading if I only got $10 to trade with.
Right, that's right.
So how much am I willing to lose today? And then learning all that stuff, learning what support and resistance is. I'm not going to act like I'm a master on those, but learning support and resistance, because that help you. Like I was listening to another lady named Terry Igioma. She do trade and travel. Write that down too. Trade and travel. She real good. Yeah. But once you learn.
What's your name, Terry?
Terry. I don't ask me how to spell her last name.
Just, but you said trade and travel, right?
Trade and travel.
Okay.
Channel. Yeah, but once you really learn the charts and learn the information, you're not gambling.
No.
You have predictable information,
right,
or valid information that can show you exactly how the stock moves. Because like it's like if I'm a football player, right? from a quarterback. And for the last 4 years, I've thrown for 4,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to expect me this next year to throw for 4,000 yards because I have a track record of doing that. Now, mm-hmm. if I start to dip off, all right, so for the next 5 years, I throw for 200 yards. So you're going to expect me to throw for 200 yards the next upcoming thing. So being able to look at the chart, learning the movements of the stocks on the chart, you're not gambling. It's all mathematical. It's all calculated. And you're going to be able to make money. And Oliver Velez will teach you how to minimize your risk.
Come on now.
Well, that's what we got. So, Joe, when you guys, I know you guys are going to upload the video into our to the YouTube channel. Can you, we want this information to go on there too. But but the Facebook video is a video that has the full start. I didn't hit start until maybe a couple, you know.
It's all good. Send me this particular video through IG.
Instagram
message. Okay. Yeah, all right. IG message. You know me and Pat, we're Pat.
Yeah, y'all do y'all thing. That's why techie. I just be trying to
y'all
figure out
techie.
I just be wanting to figure out what I need to do and how to send it. I can't
just
learn
send
it.
This video.
I'll download when we share it to IGTV, I'll tag you in it as well and send it to you.
Okay.
Guys, because anybody that's on Facebook that wasn't able to hear everything that Joe said, he just gave some really valuable mm-hmm. information. So when we upload this video and get this on our podcast page and on the YouTube podcast page, please go and hear this information, hear about these names that he kind of like sent you to so you can get further information and learn your stock and how to invest more. Because we next year, we need to, if something happens, we need to be able to, just like those senators and those rich people do, we need to be able to go or go snatch our stuff out and be okay.
I tell you what, since I know y'all into it now, because I know we talked about it. We was talking about it around the time where them little susus was dying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have started a mastermind group with some of my homeboys. We would get together and talk about stocks. We just need to get together and just talk about them. We can just share the different books we read and share the little information that we got, so we can make sure we're growing our portfolios and everything. So
very important.
I got one question.
What's that?
What's happening on January 3rd?
It's going down. We got a live show. And it will be our year in review. Y'all make sure y'all tune all the way in.
If you land
on your couch, just kick your feet up. Turn your phone on. If you're in the bed, if you're in the kitchen cooking, use your little thing in the back right here. And lead it. But we need y'all tuned in January 3rd, 6:30 p.m. It's going
lead it.
We got a special guest and we got a special announcement to make.
True that.
Death Row style.
Not Death Row, Joe. Oh, Lord.
If you don't want your producers dancing all in the videos, cut to Death Row. Cut the freedom train.
Hey, we might even have a chain for somebody.
That Miami chain up for grabs. So hey, let's go to the pawn shop. Thank you so much, Joe, for tuning in.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, bro.
I'm looking forward to y'all segment on. I'm definitely looking forward to y'all segment on Sunday because I know y'all gonna come with some fun stuff. And look, I'm asking y'all now. Are y'all expecting me to be on my best behavior?
We're never expecting that.
Joe, please.
Please,
Joe.
But
please.
Just know that the show is going to be, our segment is, being that we only get 15 minutes, we're going to be kind of going through stuff quickly. But just know, when we get to you, we expect you to be Joe.
Hey, man. It's all good. It's all good. I'll be
that part.
Hey, man, I love y'all.
We love you, Joe. And thank you for jumping on with us. We're going to let you go and let you get back to your life. Because we're getting ready to close off the show anyway.
All right.
But thank you so much.
Peace.
See y'all later.
Bye. So, y'all, we said goodbye to Joe, but what we want to say now is just our normal closeout stuff to just keep y'all happy, keep y'all healthy, keep y'all nourished, keep y'all fed. Queen, what you got for them?
Man, look, y'all know my spiel.
every Wednesday,
stay positive, get into those affirmations, special in this new season, 2021. Look, sky's the limit. I say 2020 was preparation. It was time for you to sit back, relax a little bit, get to know who you are, where you want to go, the next move you want to make. It was a lot of entrepreneurs birthed from, I can actually say from January up into now. Man, look here. Go for what you know, baby. Don't be, fear will keep you held back from a lot of stuff. You do not want to be on this earth and pass away and you have not accomplished what you want to accomplish in life. So, baby, look here. Get out here. If you need help, Players Consulting is here. I can show you how to do that EIN, get all that information you need. And if I can't help you, baby, we have resources over here. So, like, man, look, stay positive, and let's do it in 2021. Like, let's support each other. Let's be about our business, not the business, our business. Be about your business, man. Look here, and have a great new year. Bring in the new year good. Whatever you do, watch night service, party, whatever you want to do. Some people do both. Hey. I don't judge. This is no judge zone over here. Just enjoy yourselves. And look, I'm signing off tonight at 11:59.
She's going on her cleanse.
I'm going on a... I didn't even want to call it a cleanse. I didn't even want to call it a spiritual fast. I'm just taking a break. I do it every year. I've been doing it probably for the last past maybe 4 years. One time I went 40 days. But I'm only going to 12, so when you see your girl back, it'll be January 12th. It'll be your girl's birthday. I'll be 40 years old when I get back on here. So, hey, y'all, look, stay positive. We love you.
Always. And to piggyback off of what Queen just said, because what I feel about everything or about anything that I do, just start.
That part.
Just start. You'll make sure everything is lined up and on the up and up once you continue, but you have to do the first thing first, and that is to start. Because when you start, you finish strong.
Oh, yes.
We like you. We love you. Goodbye, 2020. And hello, 2021. Woo! Peace.